Greetings, fans and bystanders of Dinner at Andy's. Andy Breckman Man is still out of town. He shall return next week. So in the place of a brand new episode tonight, we bring you the classic Music on Hold episode, which dates back to our Real Audio archiving days. This program originally aired January 5th in the year 2000, which is why it may not sound so great. So now, without further ado, the classic 7-second delay Music on Hold episode.
Well, it's exactly 8 o'clock by our new
global positioning satellite. That thing works like a charm.
Our new self-adjusting clock that was my Christmas gift to the station.
We're going to be on the air for, I guess, 2 hours until it turns actually 8 o'clock.
I guess so. You know, a clock that stops like that is right twice a day. Guaranteed to be exactly right twice a day.
Right. Even a stopped clock is right twice a day.
That's right.
It's the old saying.
I have another old saying.
Yeah. Go ahead. What is your old saying?
This is another old saying. A man with one watch only always knows what time it is. A man with two watches is never sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very, very old saying.
Yeah.
Old sayings didn't really get good until the late 19th century. Hey, who was right about New Year's Eve, the end of the world? Didn't I call it? End of the world, Armageddon?
Was that your prediction?
That was it. I was right on the money.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
No, fortunately, FMU was the only place on Earth that had a Y2K problem.
Oh, in one of your little computer programs?
Yeah.
WUV. Wait, what's my other station? FUV.
FUV.
100%.
Really? Yeah. Everything's okay over there?
Yeah. Didn't you hear my New Year's Eve show?
No.
Oh, was it funny?
Yeah.
Indian Bob got a little plastered. We just kind of let our hair down. You should listen to us.
That's great. You probably used the best material that we worked up all year, and you packed it all into 1 hour over at FUB.
Yeah. FMU is my vaudeville. It's where I go to fail.
Well, that's great. What day and time are you on at FUB with the Indian Bob show?
I'm on Wednesdays.
What time?
7:30 to 11. Right, I go right from here.
Uh-huh. So people can tune in tonight at FUV.
Yeah.
And hear you and Injun Bob.
Yeah. And okay. And all the stuff that hasn't worked on this show. If you tune in on FUV, you'll hear it done the way it should be done. So we begin our new millennium with this benediction. May this show succeed while the shows of my friends fail. Yet may I always be perceived as a team player.
Amen.
So it's the same old show, huh?
Yeah.
We should just talk louder for the new millennium. It's the new improved 7-second delay. Louder than ever. Come on, let's do that.
No. Please.
If you liked us before, you're going to love the new improved 7-second delay.
If you insist on talking louder, I'm just going
to...
I'm going to turn your mic down.
No, it's the new millennium. It's the new... Oh. So there's nothing new?
You're proving that there's only... Your acting range has two poles.
Yes.
Loud and soft.
Yes. Isn't this like the worst possible scenario for the new millennium? Life just going on.
What did you...
This is the one scenario I didn't count on.
What were you hoping for?
End of the world. What am I going to do with 18,000 gallons of water...
Hey,
5,000 batteries. What am I going to do with them?
I was with the in-laws in Michigan over Christmas, and the guy across the street from them really was stockpiling everything in his garage. His whole garage was full of water and food.
And I have all these brand-new automatic weapons, AK-47s.
No, don't worry. You'll get a chance to use those.
The bunker's never been cleaner. I feel like an idiot.
Mm-hmm. So how did your 1999 predictions go? I got a 67% correct rating.
I don't remember what I predicted.
Neither do I. You probably just made up some stupid stuff.
Is Milton Berle alive or dead?
I don't know. Does it matter?
If Milton Berle's alive, I batted zero.
Because
if Milton Berle is dead, I batted 1,000.
I predicted Frank Sinatra would die.
Yeah.
Was that last year?
I don't know.
It might have been the year before.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep looking at that clock.
Your global positioning satellite clock.
It's exactly 8 o'clock still. Here we go. I'm going to look at this. Because as we babble away, you know, our foreplay minutes. I just want our precious, precious minutes just going away like sand through our fingers.
Well, we have a good idea tonight.
No, we have a fantastic show.
So let's go.
Let's just get to it. Okay. So this thing in Chechnya, who are you for, Russia or the Chechenian rebels?
The Chechens.
Okay, I'll be for Russia. May the best man win.
Of course, you have an AK-47. Of course you're going to be for the Russians.
Go Russian government, official Russian government. Okay, let's see who wins. We'll see next week who wins. I'll bet you $10.
Is that our topic?
Is it? No.
No. No, that war is going to be going on a week from now still.
I can't tell, like, which uniforms should I be rooting for? What are the Russians wearing when I look at the news? I think they're the ones in just regular fatigues, army fatigues, right? Your guys are sort of just gorillas in the hills.
We're wearing blue jeans.
I wish I had the...
My guys.
I wish I had the rebels. Damn! Okay, but if there's a revolution in Mexico, I get the rebels.
The Zapatistas.
You always get the rebels.
Okay, you can have the Zapatistas.
Okay. Thanks.
Because the Chechen rebels, you know, they've got the denim jackets, the jeans.
Yeah, they look cool.
They've got the necktie that's loose.
Why do you get the Chechen rebels?
You gave me the Chechen rebels.
I know, I said, who do you like? Oh, I never get to pick. Okay.
You just got to pick the Zapatistas.
The next little regional civil war, I get to pick.
Okay, fine.
All right, so we do have a great show. And by great, of course, I mean it may not suck. And the time is exactly 8 o'clock.
I have 6:08 by my clock here.
6:08, yeah, fine, perfect. So here's the problem with our previous Battle of the Bands. The deck was so stacked in your favor because we invited our listeners, our hippie, burned-out hippie listeners, who share your twisted worldview and your twisted musical taste, to call and be our subjects in our test.
Yeah. Not fair.
Not fair. You always won.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do is call people at random out of the phone book, and I think also it's not fair to even ask them what music they like best, play them different music. I think we've developed a much more subtle, much more interesting test. What we're going to do is call people at random. Of course, it'll be a local call, because Ken's so cheap. And put them on hold. And we will just time them. And we'll see how long they stay on hold. And we will vary the music, the on-hold music, that we play. We'll alternate. One caller, we will play Andy's choice of music. Good music. Melodic music. Field-tested music. Music people love. For example, Fleetwood Mac. I pulled that from the library. And if Fleetwood Mac doesn't do it, as a backup, as an ace up my sleeve, I have Linda Ronstadt ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we will alternate that, and we will see how long people stay on hold with that music. And then we will call someone, put them on hold, and play your little hippie noise music. And we'll see this way. This is actually a legitimate psychological test, because it's a blind test. Our subjects won't even know that we're asking them what music they like.
Yeah. So are you ready to go?
Let me just check the time. It's exactly 8 o'clock. So that means we're ready to go.
Okay, so the first person we're calling is Peter.
Okay. So I don't even think I should ask for Peter. I should say, whoever it is, we should just say, hey, you're on the air. Can we put you on hold? Right? And then are we going to play my music or your music first?
Your music first.
Okay, and are you ready to time it?
The number you...
No.
Have.
This is going to be going on a lot.
Why?
No, you're going to have to time it because the global positioning satellite clock in front of you is not running.
Well, let's check the time.
The
8
satellite.
O'clock. When you hear the tone, the time will be 8 o'clock.
The satellite must be on the other side of the planet right now.
Yeah. Is there any way to twist the planet around? Okay.
You're calling Mira.
You don't have a timer on your little...
Yeah, I got a timer.
Mira. So you ready to roll music?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I say maybe, we put you on hold. Come on, Mira, pick up. Come on, somebody. It's dinner hour. Oh, look, it's 8 o'clock. Maybe they left for the evening. Well, we're going to get an answering machine now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just call. What town are you calling in?
I think it's Jersey City.
Try another town, maybe. Although it is 8 o'clock, exactly 8 o'clock by our clock.
Now you're calling Raymond.
Oh. The number you have dialed, 20.
No. The thing about Jersey City, it's a fine, fine town, but nobody's ever home. Or they've changed their number. Have you noticed that? Maybe I'm being a little anecdotal. It's not really an official
thing. Okay, now it's B.
I don't care. I don't care who it is. We don't even need to know the name. We could just dial at random.
That's basically what I'm doing.
Oh.
I'm just going through the phone book.
I think I found the fatal flaw. Do I get points for finding the fatal flaw?
No.
I reached 610.
Oh.
Well, how do you know that was
an
answer
machine?
This
is always the fatal flaw.
How do you know that was an answer machine? Maybe it was a very, very boring man. I know, it's always a fatal flaw. Look for Jewish names. They are always home.
Okay.
After sundown.
All right, we're in Hoboken now.
Okay, are there Jews in Hoboken?
Andrew.
All right. Oh. Is it almost time for show tunes?
It's getting there.
This is a disaster. Wait, how come this doesn't happen on, like, grown-up radio stations?
Because they do some research and work and preparation ahead of time.
But how do they know when people are home or not?
They line people up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. We can't take your call.
Mm. Oh, that guy would have been perfect. I'll bet that guy was fat.
Why?
He just sounds so happy. Masking his anxiety and depression. All right, who's this? I don't even care.
You don't even want their names
anymore. No, I don't even want their names.
Okay.
Can I make a prediction? Worst show ever. Disaster.
No, it can't be the worst show ever.
Hindenburg.
Oh.
Where are people? It is 8 o'clock.
It's not 8 o'clock. It's
it is exactly 8 o'clock.
No, it's 6:13.
Huh?
That's the global positioning satellite clock you gave the radio station for the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have gotten the deluxe model that worked. You can take this one. It's 4 hours less, but we got to warn you, it ain't going to work. It's going to be 8 o'clock for a long time.
I have a feeling this person's going to be home. Don't ask me why.
Based on what?
I'll tell you. Just let's see if I'm right.
Okay. I have a feeling.
Hello?
Hi, this is WFMU in Jersey City. We're a radio station, and you're on the air. Can you hold for 1 second, please?
Yeah, we can talk.
Oh, we can talk. Can we tell if they hang up?
We should be able to tell if they hang up.
How many seconds has it been?
Whenever I press this button, you'll be able to talk to her, okay?
Okay, but how many seconds has it been? She's been on hold for 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Go Fleetwood Mac. Okay, let's see if she's still there.
Okay.
Okay. Are you still there? Please hold. Thank you. 39 seconds. People love Fleetwood Mac. We should add up. Okay, we're going to add up all the scores. I think each second is a point, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to kill me. I can tell.
Oh. Well, let's hear what they're saying. Okay, let's check.
I missed it.
Hi, are you still there? Please hold. Thank you. She's still there?
You could give her a chance to respond to find out if she's...
Oh, yeah. She's talking to her husband.
Right. She's saying, they told me to hold.
Perfect.
You're an evil man.
I'm a bad man, but I resent being called evil.
She's been holding for
a minute and a half. Go, Fleetwood Mac. It's the power of Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh.
Individually, they're good, but together, listen to them, Ken. Listen. Okay, let's go. Here we go. I'll go back. Are you still there? Thanks for holding. We'll be right with you.
Okay.
1 minute, 47 seconds. How long is this album?
It's really long.
You're going to learn to love this album.
This is like the second song on the side.
Yeah, before 7 o'clock, you're going to learn to love Fleetwood Mac. 2 minutes. Woo! Kicking butt! Hey, let's see. Okay, put on your song. Let's see if they hang up.
That's no test. If we're going to have this contest, let's have the contest. Why don't you explain for people who are just tuning in?
Okay, Ken and I are having a little contest. It is the On Hold Music Contest. We're putting people on hold, and we're playing our choice of music. We're going to see which choice of music, Ken's or Andy's, will keep people on hold the longest. Right now, this is obviously Andy's choice. You can tell because your toes are tapping and there's a smile on your face.
Oh, my God. She made it through the whole song. Here, you better see if she's still there.
Okay. Thank you so much for holding. We'll be right with you. Thank you. She's still there?
Why don't you see if she's still there?
Oh, but she might have hung up?
Yeah, that's why I told you that was a problem with the show.
Okay, let's see.
Was that we wouldn't know.
Put me on with her. I'm not scared of her. Are you still there, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you so much for holding. We'll be right with you. 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Oh, this is... You'll get your chance. You'll do fine. Oh, wait, I love this part. Listen. Listen to the words, Ken. Listen carefully to the sound of the loneliness. It's not just me. This lady on hold on line one loves it, too.
Don't you get the idea? She's going to stay on hold forever with you, okay?
I will love
it. You have won. You've won.
You can see the whole show?
I concede.
The whole show?
You've got...
We don't even have a call screener. I haven't even brought out Linda Ronstadt yet.
Yeah, you've got Fleetwood Mac picked out, Linda Ronstadt, the Eagles, and Jackson Brown.
Oh, Jackson Brown. People are going to love Jackson Brown. See, because we're doing them a favor. They love this music. Let's see if she's still there. Hi, thank you so much for holding. We'll be right with you. Thank you, ma'am. Hello? Is she there?
I note that she did not respond.
Well, let's go. Come on. Ma'am, you still there?
Yeah.
You're so patient. Thank you. We'll be right with you. 4 minutes, 22 seconds. I'm living the dream. Somebody pinch me.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep writing down the time.
That's true. I'm just so excited. I haven't won a contest in a long time. This is going to be the best damn millennium ever. Don't hang up, ma'am. Don't hang up. All right, I won't check in with her again until she hangs up. Let's hear what she's doing. I think she's eating. This lady is spooking me out.
You told her she was on the air, right?
Yes.
You said you're on the air.
Oh, yes.
Please hold.
Yes, I did. I'm glad this lady wasn't at my New Year's Eve party. She doesn't sound... Ooh, is that her hanging up?
No.
How long would you stay on hold?
I would not stay on hold at all. I told you what happens, that sometimes these finance companies call me at home.
Because you don't pay your bills.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they say, please hold for an operator. I hang up immediately.
What kind of music are they playing?
They're not playing anything.
Well, if they were playing Jackson Brown, you'd think twice.
I'd hang up even sooner.
That's not even funny. I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. Sometimes your humor goes a little too far. I don't know what to do. Oh.
I think they can hear us.
Ah!
No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
The time is 8 o'clock.
It's not 8
o'clock. Exactly. Well, maybe I should bring people back up to date. Ken and I are having an on-hold music contest.
And you're winning. In this first round alone, you're going to win.
We are calling people, we are putting them on hold, and we're seeing whose tasted music will keep them on hold the longest. This is our first call that we're playing Andy's selection, a couple cuts from Fleetwood Mac, and this woman is not hanging up. We are at 6.5 minutes. How you think she'd stay on hold for... Now I'm feeling bad because we should interview her or something. She's, like, invested so much time.
I'm
stunned. I thought she would hang up.
Did you say you were feeling bad? Did I hear you right?
Yeah.
You're feeling guilty. You're feeling guilty.
What is the plan? To leave her on hold the whole show?
Yes, that according to the idea you outlined.
Stephanie.
Oh.
Shh.
Stephanie. What are you doing?
What's Stephanie doing?
What's
that little rascal doing?
I feel really bad.
Well, I don't feel as bad as you. I don't feel really bad, but I do feel bad.
Don't you realize that, you know, she can call us back?
How?
A little something called caller ID.
Ah! Oh, wait, no. She'll be calling you back. I'll be at my other show.
We've got to set a time limit.
All right, let's say 30 minutes.
After 30 minutes, what? You're going to interview her?
Well, okay, let's say the end of this side. I don't know what to do with this woman. All right, let's put her back on the air. I'll just call it. Okay, at 8 minutes, we'll put her back on the air. If she goes 8 minutes, we'll put her on the air. I'll interview her for a second. Okay?
That's so mean.
No, that's it. And then we'll move on. I don't want to just hang up on her.
What are you going to tell her?
We'll interview her. We'll pretend we're doing a radio here. Okay, put her on. Here we go. Let's go. Hi, thank you so much for holding. You're on the air. This is WFMU Talkback, and you're on with Andy and Ken.
And what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about, of course, the Russian, their move against the Chechenian rebels. Have you been following that in the news?
Absolutely not.
And who are you rooting for then, the Russians or the Chechenians?
I don't care either way.
Exactly. Well, thanks so much for calling, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Oh, we're going to be punished for that.
You'd be punished by God?
By someone.
I hope it's not God. He's tough. He's a tough mother.
Oh, man.
Okay, but now wait. But okay, so 8 minutes.
I can't do that again.
8 minutes. How many seconds is that? That's 8 times 60. There's no way we could do the math on that.
480.
We're only human. Oh, okay. Yeah, hey, you did it. You're a human calculator. 480, and then Ken has...
Zero.
I don't see anything written down here. Oh, zero.
Zero.
It's 480 to zero. This may be the best show ever.
Oh.
Okay, Ken, yeah, you pick out a good one, Ken. Ken's going through his CDs now. What CD could keep someone on hold for 8 minutes?
We have people calling us now.
That's too...
Let's see what they...
Oh, no, it might be her. No, Ken, it might be the lady we kept on hold.
Well, let's see if it is.
No.
We owe her
no,
that.
No, no. No, Ken. No. Ken, don't. No, Ken.
We
don't.
Owe it to her.
I can't talk to her. I can't face her.
Hi.
Talk to her.
Hello, you're on the air.
Is it her?
Hello, you're on the air.
I can't look.
It's not her.
It's
you're
not?
Okay, no.
Oh, okay, then. Hey, you love the show.
I sort of like the show.
Hey, how about that score? 480 to nothing.
Yeah, but you know, it's wrong. It's wrong because every time you go like 40 seconds and you get back on the phone with her,
yeah,
you're not testing her ability to endure Fleetwood Mac. You keep on giving her a new incentive.
Exactly.
To stay on the line.
But we don't. No, that's because
you haven't forgotten her. You see, you've got to subject her to a full dose of Fleetwood Mac. And could you do that without playing it for us, so that we just get to hear her click and we don't have to listen?
But
to
if we again. If I do it if I follow your suggestion, sir, you won't be listening to Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah. That
yeah,
would
see?
Be great.
Yeah. Now,
wouldn't that be great?
Ken, will we be able to tell if someone hangs up without checking in on them?
We could easily miss a hang-up if we don't check in on them. But I think he's right. I think that by continually going back to her and saying, continue to hold.
Okay. Well, she was on for a good 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes, and we will play now by your rules.
You win, okay? You win this little game. I can't possibly compete against you in this category.
Okay, then. And what do I win?
I'll give you that global positioning satellite clock back.
No, I hate 8 o'clock.
The 8 o'clock back.
The 8 o'clock clock.
I bet we could exchange it for a 6 o'clock clock.
I hate 6 o'clock.
I bet we can get any time you want.
I like 1 o'clock.
Andy bought us a global positioning satellite clock that's stuck at 8 o'clock. We had a big thrill about an hour ago when it moved forward by 4 hours.
It works somewhat. It covers
it's
up
AM
the...
AM or PM?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, it's one of those round clocks, so you don't even know if it's AM or PM.
It does cover up the hole in the wall, so it does work somewhat, but it doesn't actually tell time. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm.
So we are having a on-hold music contest. We are seeing whose choice of music can keep total strangers on hold the longest. The score, 480 to nothing. But we are changing the rules now. We will not continue to...
Yeah, now that you've racked up 480 points...
Hey, I don't care. I'm going to beat you. I don't care. I could tie one of Linda Ronstadt's arms behind my back and beat you. So now you're dialing out. This is going to be Ken's music. You got some hippie noise queued up?
Yeah, but you...
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Can you hold, please?
Why am I on the air?
Please hold.
Oh, no fair! That's no fair!
What's not fair?
You're playing Beatles! Oh, that's not the Beatles.
It's the Beatle Parkers. Because I
can't... No, but that's too amusing.
We each get to choose whatever we want.
Okay. Is she still on the air?
Yes, she's still on the air.
How do you know?
Because I haven't heard her hang up yet.
Cue her up. Let me hear her breathe.
See?
She's still on the air?
Yeah. That's a connection, all right.
Aw. But you're playing amusing, distracting music. Damn you, Ken. How many seconds?
32 seconds.
Wait, by my clock, I have 0 seconds.
That's your
second. Oh, it's not moving. Okay. Hey, is she laughing? Let me hear. You're putting on this novelty crap.
Wait, you put on Fleetwood Mac. Like, you're playing fair? We're not dealing with FMU listeners. We're dealing with real Americans here.
Okay, you're playing pretty dirty. I have a good mind to put on the Eagles next.
Yeah, well, you go
I
right
will.
Ahead.
Don't think I'm bluffing. I will. Son of a bitch.
Put on the Eagles next? You know what I'll put on?
What?
The actual Beatles.
The real Beatles?
The real Beatles. If you pull out the Eagles, that's what I'm going to do.
Then I'll play the Beach Boys. Don't think I won't.
Fine.
Is she still there?
She just giggled.
Oh, damn you. Yeah. You're amusing her. Are there any more novelty records back there?
Yes, quite a few.
Get me some Dr. Demento. Oh. She's still there. Let me hear.
Yes. Yes, she is still there.
Maybe she's had a stroke.
I don't think so. I think she likes the music.
I went through 2 songs of Fleetwood Mac. Can you go through 2 of these? Oh, she's talking.
Everybody loves the Beatle Barkers. That's what you don't understand, Andy.
I hate you.
The Beatle Barkers are universally loved.
I've never hated you more. What is this?
It's still the Beatle Barkers. They play with other animals sometimes.
Oh, no, it's sheep. Everyone loves sheep. All right, let me hear if she's still there. That's a hang-up.
I don't think so.
Or she just collapsed with laughter.
No, I think the connection is still open.
This is so unfair. There it is! Okay,
2 minutes 56 seconds. So that's
Hey, can I ask you? I know we're supposed to do different things every week, but look, can we do this every week?
That's 180 minus 5, so I get 175 points.
How do you figure that?
176 points, since you're arguing
2 minutes,
about
56,
it.
Okay, 176 points. Okay, so it's 480 to 176. Let's do this every week. It's a perfect, perfect idea, because your station will get to play some Jackson Browne and Eagles, okay, appeal to perhaps a wider group of listeners. Music that people might all like, and it's an excuse to babble while people can't hear us, babble about them.
Your favorite thing to do?
Like, as if we were two ghosts hovering behind them, and my favorite thing to do. It's a perfect show.
Well, what do you want to play on hold next?
Okay, I'm going to go with Linda Ronstadt. Let's see, Love Has No Pride, beautiful ballad. Desperado. Oh, that's almost too dirty. Oh, my God. Oh, it's too easy because it's an Eagles song sung by Linda Ronstadt. Do it.
Do your work.
Damn it. Do it. Fantastic. No one's going to hang up on Desperado. If you're just joining us, you're very, very lucky indeed if you missed the first half of this. It's an on-hold music contest. We're calling people at random, cold, out of the phone book. And we're putting them on hold. And we're seeing whose music, whose choice of music will keep them on hold the longest.
I've got very bad news for you.
What?
Inside the Linda Ronstadt album.
Yes, go on. Yes, should be Linda Ronstadt. Just put it on. Linda Ronstadt.
There's a problem.
What?
This is a Ramones album.
What?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
Well, if we find the Ramones, we find Linda Ronstadt, right?
Yeah.
Somebody just switched. All right, so let's move on. It's time for the Eagles. The first track.
Listen, it's okay with me if you want to play Fleetwood Mac again. It worked very well for you.
The first track is co-written by Jackson Browne, so it's kind of a twofer.
Is it co-written?
Co-written, that's what I said.
Okay.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said co-written.
Yeah, co-written. Yeah. Wait, what's so funny?
Nothing.
It was co-written by Jackson Browne.
Okay, which song do you want?
I don't know sometimes what you're saying.
Take It Easy?
Yeah, Take It Easy. Co-written by Jackson Browne and the Eagles. So we're going to get, it's a twofer, it's Jackson Browne, and
let me just cue it up here.
It's almost,
Okay.
Okay. The score is 480 to 176.
At least I'm in Andy's the ball winning. Game. I'm in the ball game.
Yeah, I know, weren't you thrilled?
After, yeah, I am. I feel much better about myself. No, really, my self-esteem really took a beating during that first call. You've never had such a commanding lead on me in anything.
Well, my self-esteem, I have no self-esteem left in this world, so I don't run that risk. All right, just call the number at random.
Okay.
Give me someone. Give me someone home. Someone home and old and bored.
I think you got the first one. You hit all three categories, that one. No, something happened here. Please hold.
Yeah. Should I say it now or should I wait for them to pick up?
Yeah, you would wait for them to pick up.
I'm going
to
say it now.
That's not good.
I just can't wait. Hi, you're on the air. This is WFMU. Can you hold for a minute? No.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Hey, you know what really sucks?
What?
The radio-controlled clock.
Unless you like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, they hung up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Wait, hello? Hello? Oh.
Whoa.
They hung up on it twice.
Yeah.
Wait, hello? Here we go. Hello? They love hanging up on it. Hello?
This is a phone off the hook somewhere.
No. Sir. What was that about?
I don't know.
Call him back.
I'm not calling him back. He scares me.
No, I think he seemed jolly.
No, he seemed angry. There was a phone off the hook somewhere. Wouldn't you be angry?
Well, how could the phone ring then?
Maybe it didn't ring.
Oh, maybe it didn't ring. Maybe it was one of those kismet kind of connections.
Right, it didn't ring. He was picking it up to try to make a call at the very moment that we were calling him.
We should stay on that phone line. He'll be picking it up again any minute. Oh, I see. So he picked up the phone expecting a dial tone.
Right.
Didn't hear a dial tone, but why didn't he hear me?
Because he wasn't listening for you yet.
That's insane.
Oh, I know why. Because we didn't...
Oh, Ken.
Sorry. My fault.
Let's call him back.
No.
Now it'll be busy. Oh, hello. Hi, this is WFMU. We're a radio station, and you're on the air, okay?
Hello?
Hi, this is WFMU. We're a radio station, and you're on the air. Okay, you're on the air right now. Can you hold for a second? Thank you. It's a kid. I think it's a kid.
I don't know.
Kids don't listen to music because they have nothing. They have nothing going. It's a dumb kid. I think it's dumb. It's a dumb child. Is he still there?
So if it's a real kid, they're not going to be able to tolerate this old-timer music.
Now, everyone loves the Eagles, even if they're hearing it for the first time. What the hell is that kid doing?
Beeping.
Let me hear. Okay, so the rules are I can't go on and say you're still on hold.
No, you can't.
Okay. How can any parent... Isn't a parent in the house wondering who's on the phone?
If the parent comes on the line, you talk to them.
Okay. I'm very good with parents.
Oh, that's good.
Is the kid still on the phone?
Somebody's still on the phone.
53 seconds. This kid would love your barking dogs.
Yeah.
I just have this image in my head of a three-year-old kid.
They beeped again.
Wait, the plane was kind of squeaky. It's this three-year-old kid just kind of drooling and looking at the phone.
Maybe he's got a pacemaker or something. Something is definitely beeping.
Do they even, like the kids this young, even know what on hold means?
I think so, yeah.
What the hell is?
It's a pacemaker.
No, it's a dolly guy for Hanukkah.
It's a what?
It's a doll. It's some kind of toy. And I hear traffic.
What is going on there?
And the kid's not talking to anyone? Is the kid home alone?
I don't know.
So is this kid's parent, like, checking up on this latchkey kid now and getting scared all they're getting is a busy
What if
signal?
We heard a horrible crime get perpetrated right now?
Fantastic. You think there's a chance?
No. It would be like a Night Gallery episode or something.
It would be like a really bad Night Gallery episode.
They keep beeping. What if we've, like, called into a hospital ward or something?
Well, did you call a hospital ward?
No.
You can't call directly into a hospital.
Sure you can.
Directly to a hospital room?
I don't know. It's a toy. You're right.
It's a toy.
It's some kind of...
Hello?
So he's playing with a toy. Okay, so we're at 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Oh, this is fantastic.
What's the cutoff? 8 minutes?
Yeah,
8 minutes. Oh, God.
The time is 8 o'clock. You know what? This might not be the best show to do every single week.
Yeah, maybe not.
Don't hang up, kid. Maybe the kid has been taught never hang up. It's rude.
That's it.
That's it?
You're
254. Okay, 254. So that's 120 and 54.
That was hard for me.
174.
The Glenn Frey part was okay, but the part that was co-written by Jackson Browne.
They wrote good together.
It was really grating at me.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic music. You're right. Okay, the score, I have 480 and 174. I'm going to add it up. That's 837 total. 837, and you have 176. If you're just tuning in, you're very lucky indeed. You've missed most of our on-hold music contest. We're putting people on hold, and we're seeing whose musical selection will keep them on hold the longest. The score is 837 to 176.
All right. Let's go.
Go ahead.
Are we still in Hoboken? I guess we're still in Hoboken.
You call. You take your best shot. I just want to tell my listeners, I still have Jackson Browne to play. There's no way I'm going to lose.
Are you doing your soft persona now?
This is me just whispering to my listeners. You can tell your listeners whatever your damn
Oh? Hello?
Hello, you're on the air on WFMU. Can you please hold?
Oh, they're gone! Yeah! You didn't even reset the clock. I'm going to give you 10 points.
That's not fair.
And I'm being generous. 176 and 10 is 179.
Oh.
So we are 837 to 179.
So what do you want to play now? Jackson Browne?
Yeah, Jackson Browne.
It's 640. That's the real time.
Okay, let me just tell my listeners, there's no way I'm going to lose. Bet everything you have on me. I've got Jackson Browne all queued up.
Any song in particular?
Doesn't matter. What's the first song?
Take It Easy.
Oh, we can't do that. That's hardly fair.
Because you just played it.
It was co-wrote with the Eagles. What else? What's the first song on the other side?
Redneck Friend.
Oh, beautiful. It's a rock and roll song. Very up-tempo. Wait, maybe that's a problem. Wait, because you have to work the control board. There's going to be no way you're going to resist dancing. You're going to just be getting up and dancing. Wait, that's really going to be a problem, Ken. Oh, no. We're going to go off the air.
No, it's okay. It's okay, because I don't like Jackson Browne.
Oh.
It's no problem. Don't worry.
Wait, you're telling me before the show how much you love Jackson Browne, but you would never admit it in public. Oh, I got you. Ooh. Oh, sorry. Okay, so we're going to call someone at random. I'm going to put him on hold. Let's see if I can break your last phone call. 10 seconds.
The score is 837 to 179. Come on, Jackson Brown.
This is the end.
Come on, Jackson. Work your magic, buddy. Heavenly Father, please send me someone, someone bedridden, someone that lives alone, someone who hasn't received a phone call in 6 or 7 weeks. Heavenly Father, send me the dregs of the earth. Make them elderly. Make them elderly. Make them elderly. Make them elderly.
Hi, Rick.
Oh. Can't you dial any better? And the time is 8 o'clock exactly. And this is our on-hold music contest. We're going to put someone on hold. We're going to time them, see how long they stay on hold. The clock is reset. Jackson Brown is queued up. This is thrilling. This is it, kids. This is what radio is all about. This is why the medium was invented.
Pardon me?
Oh, hello. You're on the radio. You're on WFMU. You're on the air. Can I put you on hold for 1 minute?
No.
On hold. On hold. Oh. I think I lost her.
I think she's still there.
She said no.
Is she still there? She has not. I don't think she's.
No, she's there. Is that her breathing or
she's
me?
She's there.
Is that her breathing
that's
or me?
Her, that's her breathing.
She's a wonderful breather. She sounds like she's been doing it for a while. Oh, 27 seconds. Jackson Brown. Maybe I made the wrong selection. Maybe a ballad. Okay, so I have 837 plus 27 is 914. The score is 914 to 179.
It's amazing how hanging around with you, you start to not feel so awful about doing these terrible things.
Welcome to my world.
So I guess like after the third or fourth script,
yeah,
you can live with yourself.
Exactly. But the thing
the
is...
The first one must be very hard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the hardest.
Because that first phone call was very painful for me today.
Yeah, but then you get into it. The thing is, don't tell the station manager. Whoever the station manager is at this joint would hate this idea. Okay, you got someone queued up?
Yep.
Okay, buddy. Good luck. I wish you well.
Thank you.
No reason we can't be sportsmanlike about this. I wonder who's not home. I wonder where they are. I wonder what they're doing. You know what's great about these ideas is that these ideas are based on the assumption that no one is listening to this station. No one could possibly recognize us or be listening to this show right now.
It's true. And the chances that we'd actually be calling somebody who's listening are nil. They're like one in a million.
Let's say if that happens, you and I will get married.
They're probably one in 8 million. No, they're higher than that because we know that we're calling a certain town. So it can only be one out of how many residents are in that town.
Why, you think we have one listener per town? That's
okay,
what you're saying.
Exactly, then it's more than that. So the odds are really not one in a million. Let's assume a town like Hoboken, I don't know how many people, 50,000 people? I have no idea. Let's assume 50,000 people.
Yeah, I know there's at least 20 people because I saw them.
And let's say we have 500 listeners there.
Okay, so the odds are one in a million.
No, they'd be 500 out of 50,000.
Yeah, that's I think one in a million.
That's one in 500 or something like that.
Yeah, okay, one in 500.
Yeah.
Same thing. Not the difference.
Those are not such bad odds.
One in 500?
Yeah, it's better than one out of a million.
You think we're ever going to call someone at random?
No.
Even in Hoboken?
No, what I'm saying is that we'd have to do this 500 times before there'd be any
chance.
Well,
let's keep going. Start dialing. We have a lot more to do then. This is Andy and Ken, and we are engaged in a contest. The on-hold music contest. We're putting people on hold, and we're seeing whose taste in music will keep them on hold the longest. The score right now, 914 to 179.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air on WFMU. Can you please hang on?
Not fair!
not fair. You're playing
Beatles.
You're playing Linda. I told you I played the Beatle Barkers, and that worked so well that I was going to try.
Is this the real Beatles?
This is the real Beatles. Look, it's not even my favorite.
And you're playing a beautiful ballad.
It's not even my favorite Beatle, okay? Does that make you happy? This is it's Paul McCartney. I hate Paul McCartney.
You don't hate Paul McCartney. Yeah, you love John Lennon and hate Paul McCartney. There's no middle ground. No way we can like both. Are she still on the phone?
Yes.
Prove it. Oh, you got like an elderly spinster.
Well, isn't that exactly what you were wishing for?
Yeah, she's like bedridden or something. Oh, just, I can tell I'm in trouble.
I get to go to 8 minutes, right?
Yeah, all I know is that soon this song's going to start rocking out.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to hang out.
Can I advance?
No, you cannot. Out of college, money spent. No one will laugh through this.
I agree.
All right, come on, let's see if she's still there.
She's there.
Oh, this is like her first phone call since last March. How many seconds?
Wait, you know what's scary? It sounds like she has the radio on.
Ah! Our radio?
Yeah.
No!
Something's coming through her.
Well, okay, do you mean if we turn down the...
Oh, we she's lost out her. Of there. 139.
139. So that 60 and 39 is...
99.
Is 99. So 179 plus 99 is 143.
No.
It's 243.
It's 278.
Oh, shoot. Okay, 278.
No, it's 378.
Yeah, it's something. Nah, it's all right.
378.
Yeah, I'm keeping score.
All right, what do you want to hear now? What's your next secret weapon?
The next song in the Jackson Browne. What is it after the rocker?
The Times You've Come.
Oh, that's beautiful. The only danger with that is we're going to have people on the phone weeping. It's a beautiful, beautiful love song. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is going to be beautiful. So you're not really playing fair by playing the Beatles. It's not music that you would have pulled normally
for
a WFMU listener.
I've played the Beatles on my show many times. Many, many times.
Well, there's no way anyone could ever attest to that.
Of course.
To verify it.
Of course people would attest to that.
How? Who? Oh, people that might have heard your show. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Oh, I got you. Yeah, there probably are some out there. All right. So we are in the middle of a on-hold music contest. I am wiping the floor with Ken. Although all you really need is one of those 8-minute jobbers.
I know, and I'd win.
You'd win. Oh, this is me now?
Yeah.
We queued up?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, send me someone, an immigrant, a bedridden immigrant.
Why do you think a bedridden immigrant would stay on hold?
You'll see. You'll see, my friend.
I could look up in the yellow pages.
You just sit back and... Oh, yeah, call a business during business hours. That's...
Somebody's calling us.
Someone's calling us?
Yeah.
What if it's one of the people? What if it's caller ID?
We owe it to them.
No!
Yes.
I'm going to say I got drunk and you put me up to it.
Hello, you're on the air.
It wasn't me. I got drunk.
Hello, you're on the air.
You love the show. Oh, they're seeing how long we'll stay on hold.
They're doing it to us.
That's hardly fair.
They're not playing music, though. They're cheating.
Yeah.
They're out of here.
It's kind of like you. Okay. So who's up now? I'm up at bat.
You're up.
All right. Hey, if I get another 8-minute, it'll take us all the way out. That would be so sweet. Lord, give me another 8 minutes.
All right.
So are you just dialing like the top number in the corner of every page?
Yes. I've learned my lesson from other shows where we've called out where you lose track of the number.
Yes.
So I'm picking the...
You can almost pick numbers at random once you know a prefix.
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is WFMU. We're a radio station, and you're on the air, sir. Can you hold for 1 second?
Sure. Hold on just a...
Oh, he said sure. The most beautiful word in the English language. He said the word sure. And listen to this beautiful ballad. Oh, did I lose him?
You lost him.
No!
13 seconds.
Okay. 914 plus 13 is 973.
927.
All right.
Oh, jeez, I have to pick up...
You're up at bat.
Yeah. Huh. What am I going
to
do?
Yeah, why don't you play the most popular song ever performed by any artist? That seems to be your modus operandi.
No. I'm going to play fair.
Okay.
I'm going to play some upbeat instrumental music.
The time is 8 o'clock. Exactly. And Ken and I are engaged in another Clash of the Titans. It's... our on-hold music contest. We're putting people on hold, we're selecting songs, and we're seeing who can keep people on.
Hi, you're on the air on WFMU. Could you hold on, please? Uh-huh.
Oh, this is very sweet.
That, my friend, is on hold music. This this will keep him on hold.
Let's see.
He really feels
no.
Come here. They are on hold.
They're not Americans.
They're Americans.
No, they are not Americans.
They're on hold. They're listening to on hold music.
Shouldn't count.
How much more American can you get
than
that?
This is a game for Americans by Americans.
Oh, listen to that. Listen to those strings.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Okay. We're losing them.
I think not.
Let me hear.
Oh, I think we've got them all the way. I think
they're hooked. I think they're hooked.
I'm going to 8 minutes.
No. Does this song start rocking out?
Could it get any better than this? Come on. Tell me the truth.
Are they still there?
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, when you have music like this, they'll stay on hold for half an hour.
Oh, he has gas. That's gas.
What is that?
That's some kind of stomach ailment. No. That's very serious.
That's some kind of machinery.
That's flatulence.
That's a game or... What was that?
Well, we can't ask him.
No, we can't.
I want all my listeners...
What's the score?
I'm talking to my listeners.
What's the score?
I have 1,412, and you have 218.
And 8 times 6 is, again, 480?
I don't know. I actually...
I can't win. I can't.
No, you can't win. Well... Un-American!
Just because they're not speaking English doesn't mean they're not American.
Please, I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. Okay, wait. Shh. I want every one of my listeners to just wish and hope for these people to hang up. Telekinetically, we will put that phone on the receiver on the phone. Everyone wish. Visualize it. Make them hang up. You got the bedridden immigrant. You got my dream call.
Look, I can't win, even if I keep him on.
Well, I haven't been keeping score exactly right.
Oh, okay.
So you do have that shot.
Oh, so I can.
Yeah.
What is
the only chance you have is this?
Listen. There it is again. What is it, like an electric can opener or something?
Let's see if we can name what language they're speaking. I thought it was Spanish, but I don't think... Oh, they're gone. That was it.
You're right.
Oh.
Hey, what happened to
the clock?
I don't know. What happened to the clock?
I don't know. It was like 2 minutes, 58 seconds.
How did that happen?
I don't know. You must have hit reset by accident.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you 3 minutes.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, there's only... Sure.
Thanks but a lot not, for but the then, 3 minutes.
Yeah, but you have to do your share. You have to multiply 3 times 6.
180.
It can't... Oh, okay, 180. So you have a total of 294.
We only have 5 minutes. You want to take another round?
Sure.
What's the actual score?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Good enough.
All I know is I'm winning. And what's the next song?
Oh, you just got Jackson Browne. Sorry. You're stuck with Jackson Browne.
Stuck with Jackson Browne. What is that, a joke?
Hello.
Hi, this is WFMU. We're a radio station, and you're on the air right now. Oh, can you hold for 1 second?
Sure.
Oh, she said sure.
Does that make you feel bad?
Yeah. No, it makes me feel, well, bad and good. Do you ever feel bad and good at the same time, Ken?
Every Wednesday night between 6 and 7.
The feelings intermingle.
It's so bad, it's good. Okay, so this woman's going to take us out. This woman's here. She's hot. Wait.
Radio station, I'm about to win $1 million. They just called me randomly. You want the call? A million.
I never said anything about $1 million.
I heard you mention $1 million.
No!
Hold on, WASM, whatever radio.
That's why they're holding.
Well, yeah, I got her forever.
See, next time you call.
Well, you may know that question answer better than I would.
Say it out loud. Just a
oh, there's a question. Wait, they're expecting some kind of quiz.
So why are you giving me the call now?
This is like WASM radio. You're on the air right now. Hold one moment, please.
All these people are expecting to win something.
Yeah, well, you mentioned $1 million.
I never mentioned $1 million.
Well, you mentioned $500,000.
Oh, man, well, we got to put him on the air. This is too bad. We can't just hang up on him, can we?
What did he say?
It's your concept.
I don't, yeah, but I didn't flesh it out this far. I'm scared. Ken, I'm scared. I'm not sure. Can I hear this music? Oh, this is Ready or Not. This is a great song. All right, we have to end this. Do you agree these people would stay on forever?
Yes, because they think they're going to win $1 million.
Oh, we have to end this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the show is almost over anyway.
Well, let's put him on. I don't know what to say.
Well,
okay, I'll just put him on. I'll. We have to ask him something, and then they'll lose. Come on, we'll just ask him. Okay. Hi, my name's Andy. You're on the air. You ready for your question?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, what part of my body hurts right now? I'm in pain right now. What part of my body is it?
You're in pain right now.
Yes, sir.
What part of your body hurts?
You have 5 seconds. I am in pain. What part of my body is aching? It's an ache.
Your back.
No, sir. I'm sorry. I have an earache. Thank you very much for playing. Okay.
I can't believe I'm part of this. I just can't believe it.
Oh, listen, just don't tell the station manager. We would be in such trouble.
Believe me, I won't tell him. I swear to you, I won't tell him.
All right. And, it's 8 o'clock by the clock on the wall. So we've got to say toodaloo.
I just can't believe it.
That was an encore presentation of 7 Second Delay. That was the classic Music on Hold episode dating back to January 5th. The year 2000, less than a week after the Y2K big scare. Andy returns to the studio next week for a brand new episode. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope at 91.9 FM in Rockland County in New York City and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Feibel.
If you've got troubles, these days you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Dinner at Andy's waits for you.
This just in, Matt Fiveash is away, and tonight's episode of Weekly World Blues will be hosted by me, Dave the Spaz. So stay tuned for 1 hour of a 1 hour spectacular of a blues nature right here on WFMU.
While we played this eight month long gig at a place called the Night Owl Cafe in down in Greenwich Village in New York. At that time, there were a lot of so-called blues groups in New York City, you know, and they were making a lot of noise. They weren't very good. They were mostly white kids in from the suburbs with electric guitars and amplifiers that their parents had brought them for Christmas and their birthdays and stuff. And their idea of soul was volume. They just crank it up, you know.
We'll do one more, and then we'll have lunch as well. One, two, three.
But what if Blind Mellow Jelly showed up and asked for his records back? Could he get them?
But Blind Mellow Jelly is dead.
But his son ain't.
I want my daddy's records. I want my daddy's records. I want my daddy's records. I want my daddy's records.
Be careful what you're driving, man. That Cadillac may get away. You better be careful. You better watch out for the red light just before you go. Green lights are go, red lights are stop. Look at your boy, you better be on your watch. There's a highwayman parked on the side of the road. You better be careful about how you drive on the road. Me and my baby can ride and everything is nice to me. I make a cool horn and I ain't got time to stop for gas. I'll make a cool horn and I ain't got time to stop for gas. I'm gonna drive this automobile just as long as the gas lasts.
Oh, yeah. Everything's gonna be all right this morning.
I was walking down the street minding my own affairs, and two policemen grabbed me unawares. They said, "Is your name Henry?" I said, "Oh, why, sure." They say, "You the boy we've been looking for." Put me in the lineup and let the bright light shine. There were 10 poor souls like me standing in that line. I knew I was a victim of someone's evil plan when a stew pigeon walked in and said, that's the man. Prosecuting attorney started prosecuting me. Man, that cat gave me the third degree. He said, "Where were you the night of June 29? I said, "I was home in bed." He said, "Judge, this man is lying." Charges of robbing the liquor store. Denied the charges of carrying a 44. Denied the charges of vagrancy too. But when the judge came down, pulled whiskey on my head, turned around to the jury and said, "Convict this man, he is drunk. What could I do?"
Frank! I was Frank!
Maybe together we can work it out.
Come in this house. Come on in, yeah. Come in this house. Drink some gin. Ain't no sin. Drink some wine. Blow your mind. Blow your mind, yeah. Shake it, baby.